The Boku Municipal Chief Executive Isahaku Bukari has met with opinion leaders and the police in Boku on how to find lasting peace to Sunday's shooting incident between the police and the youth. Yesterday, some youth from the area who were angered by the arrest of a Malam stormed the police station and vandalized police vehicles as well as the door to the armory. Three people were injured in the clash. We have been joined on the line by the Boku MCE Isahaku Bukari to tell us the outcome of the meeting and the way forward. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Bukari.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Well, yesterday you did tell us that you were going to have a meeting with the parties involved in this very incident. Did the meeting come off? And can you highlight some of the issues that came up?
Yes, we've just finished the meeting. And the outcome of the meeting and the way forward are, it was made very clear that what the youth group did was illegal, and the Malam didn't support it. The purported Malam who was invited and seen to be arrested didn't support the move, and all the Malams that were there condemned it in no uncertainty. And we also made it clear to them that we are in a civilized society, and there are laws governing every move that you do. And as such, the MUSEC would not sit down for the youth to take the law into their hands to attack not any other institution, but the police that is there to protect properties and also citizens. So at the end of the day, it has been agreed that the Malams will go back and meet the youth and sensitize them on the need to be peaceful and let them know that what they did was not proper, and they actually didn't support it. The second thing is that it was also agreed that the coming Friday prayers, all the mosques would do a sermon on that to condemn the act of the youth, and to also tell them that Islam is about peace and not war. And if you have any other issue at all you want to address, you have to do it following the laid down procedures, but not to take the law into your hands.
Well, Mr. Bukai, so what did the two sides have to say, you know, at the meeting? What did they talk about?
At the meeting, the question that bubbled all of us wanted to know was that the man was brought to the police station on Saturday. He was discharged to go home and to come back around 12 for a meeting. The 12 was not up, and this whole thing happened. So we're wondering, the 12, I was supposed to be part of that meeting with the municipal divisional commander and others. That was not up when this issue happened. So we wanted to find out from the Malam why there was an agreement for a meeting to be held, to find out some of the issues that were there. And that meeting didn't come, and it happened. The answer, the Malam said that actually he thought that he was asked to come around 9. And because when he was coming, he saw that people were following, and anywhere he get other people join. He didn't actually know that those people were following him to come and cause mayhem. He have not organized them, and he thinks that what they did was unlawful. And he promised to talk to people that he knows and put it in his sermon to indicate that what they did was unlawful, because he was just coming back to respond to what the police are asking him to do.
Exactly.
And today, before the meeting, what we did was that there are some five boys who were arrested in relation to this Makaranta cleric thing we talk about. We brought them there for them to know that what the police was doing was just to find out the root cause of this and know where these children was, and to be able to educate the parents to take proper care of their children. The intention was not to arrest Mala. The intention was for them to have proper care of the children, because these children these days are involved in a number of robbery cases within the municipality.
Okay.